school starts for many this week. And so we want to just take an opportunity to pray over and bless our students as they prepare to head back to school. Some in college have already made their way back, and so we want to pray for our students as we would begin our worship time this morning. So what I would ask is if everyone would be willing, if you are able, just to stand. We'll enter into a time of praise and worship here in a moment. But if there is a student nearby you, if you would be willing just to put a hand around them, put a hand on them, and we want to just pray for our students as they begin a new school year, whether it be college, whether it be public school, homeschool, however it would be, Christian school, whatever it looks like, we want to just pray blessing over each of these students as they prepare to head back. So let's join our hearts together, and we'll bless them as we pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to be learners. Lord, we think of Jesus, who grew in wisdom and in knowledge and in favor with God and men, even from a young age. And Jesus, as each of our students seek to follow after you, Lord, part of that is learning. And so, Lord, I pray in this school year to come that there would be much that they would learn that would be formative for them, that would be encouraging for them, that would be strengthening for them. Lord, I pray in the knowledge that they receive and the ways that they apply themselves to learning, God, that you would use it for good in their lives. And Lord, that they would also have opportunity to worship you and to glorify you in the ways that they study. And so, Father, at all levels of schooling, whether it would be college or whether high school, middle school, elementary school, whether it's in public schools or Christian schools or homeschools or whatever it is, wherever they find their place, God, may your blessing be upon them. We pray for parents. We pray wisdom and grace over them. And Lord, we pray that this year, over families and over students, that it would be a year that is good and that brings glory to you. We pray for the relationships. We pray for light to shine through each of our students. And God, in all things, may you do exceedingly and abundantly more than I could ever even ask or hope or pray for them and we together. And so this morning, as we worship as well, we pray the same thing, that you would do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or hope or imagine in Christ, that you would turn our gaze and our attention once again to the one who is worthy of our praise, to the one that never fails, the one who is faithful, you, our God. And so, Father, as we do, may your kingdom come and your perfect will be done here in this time, in this place. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said together, amen, amen. Amen. Remain standing as we worship the Lord.
Kind of along the theme of growth, we're going to begin worship this morning by reflecting on how far the Lord has brought us and just praising him for that. So I'll read Titus 3, verses 3 to 7. It says, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. was far too wide, but from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide, left behind heaven's throne.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Yes, Jesus, you are worthy of all of our praise. You are worthy of every breath that we breathe being poured right back out to you. And so, Lord, we take this time this morning, we set it apart, we consecrate it to you, Jesus. We offer our bodies as living sacrifices unto you. We ask, Lord, that your Spirit would just empower us to pour out praises like never before at your feet. So if a few of you would be willing to just lift up those praises to him. Yes, Jesus, you are our comfort, our shelter, our refuge. We find all these things in your blood, Jesus. We praise you and thank you for it.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
Simple faith to plunge me beneath the
Yes, Jesus, we believe in you. We believe in the power of your blood. We believe in your miracle working power. But Lord, even still, we ask that you would help our unbelief in any way that our faith is lacking. Lord, would you strengthen us and empower us by your Spirit? And so, Lord, even as we look into your word today, would you use your word to strengthen us, increase our faith, and encourage us to depend more upon you and step out in boldness. So, Lord, we ask for your blessing upon this service, upon this time in your presence. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And before you are seated, if you would remain standing, if you are able, as